The following is an excerpt from the 2017 San Diego Seminar with Pastor John S. Terrell.
Let's go back now to talking about our deliverances here. We have generational curses. So let's say now that you don't understand why you are not doing too well and so on. There is a bastard curse. God simply said this. A bastard shall not enter the sanctuary until the 10th generation. What is a bastard? It's a man or woman born out of wedlock. So what happened is this now, you don't know what happened. 10th generation is 700 years. That's a long time. So you do not know. Particularly black people, they have a problem. Because what the slave owners did was this, that they took many of the young black girls and they just had children with them. Even George Washington had slave women that he had children with and so on. And so these were born out of wedlock. And so now we have that curse coming down on generation after generation. Deuteronomy 23:2. A bastard shall not enter the congregation of the Lord, even to his 10th generation shall he not enter the congregation of the Lord. If you think now about it, how it works is that if parents of a child have had sex out of the marriage before they were married, if you go back and look upon the grandparents, it is pretty common that it goes back in generations that this fornication, creating bastards, go back for a long time. And when a person has a bastard curse, that simply gives permission for demons to have entry. So this is one of the curses that we have. That's the generational curse. Then if you turn to Exodus chapter 20, and I'm going to bring a few things out to tell you, which doesn't mean that I don't like people, but I'm just going to share with you some things the way they are. Let me go back to the black people. Notice this, that most of the women run the families. And the reason for that is that the slave owners had the men in separate quarters, and they used them as studs to breed the women to get more slaves. And the women raised the family. And the men never took the responsibility. And so today, you see in the cities, the father figure, the understanding of a father, is foreign. So it is hard for young black men to go straight. They have a hard time to do it. Because they don't know the role of a father. And that's why we have so many of them in prison. Many of them are dead. And why do they, and the same thing goes for Mexicans, why do they have gangs? Why do they join a gang? For identity. That's the family. The gang becomes the family. They didn't have a family, so they go to the gang. The gang is the family. So you got, this is how we minister. This is what we got to do, helping people out. In Deuteronomy 20, in that verse number 1, it says, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, which has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make unto you any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water of the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." So regardless if you are saved and you love the Lord, if you haven't broken the generational curses, they still would trip you up. And this is one of the reasons that we got demonic problems. So people says, "Well, when I got saved, I got everything." No, you got salvation. But we have to break the curses, we have to pray for sickness, we got to cast the demons out. This is what we have to do, and if we do not do it, it will not happen. So, If your parents have been involved in occultism, people in the past have been involved in anything, let's say they've been criminals, they've been in prison, whatever has happened, and there's a curse upon these people they've done, that curse continues down for four generations. The good news is we can break it. What about if you don't know your background? You do a blanket breaking. You can do it. But you've got to sit down and you simply got to say this, I'm going to take care of this. I don't want any curses from back, and I don't want my children to have any curses.
You have been listening to a seminar with Pastor John S. Terrell. It took place on October 5th through the 8th, 2017 in San Diego, California. This seventh message is available on CD. If you're interested in ordering, this series of recordings is called the San Diego Seminar 2017. There are several ways to contact our ministry. You can visit our website at eaec.org. There you can read insightful articles, watch or listen to a sermon broadcast, and explore the online store. The web address once again is eaec.org. If you prefer to write, address your envelope to European American Evangelistic Crusades, Post Office Box 166, Sheridan, California, 95681. That's Post Office Box 166, Sheridan, California, 95681. If you prefer to call us, the number is 916-944-3724. That's 916-944-3724. Resurrection Life of Jesus Church is sponsored by European American Evangelistic Crusades, and this has been a production of EAEC. Thanks for joining us today, and until next time, may God richly bless you as you read your Bible and walk with Him.